Chapter 77. Charles the First. The story of how the King and the Parliament quarrelled and at last fought. As Parliament would not do exactly as King Charles wished, he ruled without one for nearly 12 years. During these years, he was often in need of money and raised it in many wrong ways. But at last he could get no more money by right or by wrong ways, and he was obliged to call a Parliament. In 1640 AD, what is known as the Long Parliament began to sit. It was called the Long Parliament because it lasted so long. The people chose the members for this Parliament very carefully. They were not slow to show the king how strong they were. They beheaded one of the king's advisers because they said he had been guilty of treason. To commit treason means to do anything that is hurtful to the state or government. To commit high treason is to do anything hurtful to the king. The Parliament also imprisoned Archbishop Laud, and 3 years later he was beheaded. King Charles had quarrelled with every Parliament he had had during his reign. Now the quarrels grew worse and worse. At last, one day, Charles marched to the house, followed by his soldiers, meaning to seize 5 members who he thought were his worst enemies. Leaving his soldiers at the door of the house, Charles went in and marched up to the Speaker's chair. "Mr. Speaker," he said, "I must borrow your seat for a time." The Speaker rose and fell upon his knee before the King, the members standing bareheaded while the King sat down in the Speaker's chair. Charles looked keenly round the house, but none of the 5 members were to be seen. They had been warned and were not there. He called them each by name. Only silence answered. "Mr. Speaker," said Charles at last, "where are those 5 members whom I have called? Are any of them in the house? Do you see them?" "Your Majesty," said the Speaker, again falling upon his knees, "I have neither eyes to see nor tongue to speak in this place, but as the House may be pleased to direct me." "Ah," said Charles, "I see, the birds are flown." Then, after making a very angry and bitter speech, he left the house.